Gasoline prices in the U.S. are nearing an all-time high as the Biden administration and its allies consider new restrictions on Russian oil imports. Crude oil prices jumped sharply in response to the news, which marks a turnaround for the administration. The average price of gasoline nationwide now tops $4 a gallon, within a nickel of the record high set back in 2008. The spike in energy prices comes as U.S. consumers are already facing the highest inflation in decades, but supporters argue that additional sanctions are necessary to stop Russia's bloody assault in Ukraine. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Sarah.
So a lot of people who filled up over the weekend may have done a double take when they saw these gas prices. How big of a jump is this?
It's been pretty eye-popping. Gas prices soared 45 cents just in the last week. Diesel prices saw an even sharper spike, up more than 60 cents. That's obviously hard on truck drivers like Monty Wiederhold, who usually buys between 170 and 200 gallons at a time.
I seen diesel last week for $4.79. It was a sticker shock for sure. I seen people on social media. One guy bought like 202 gallons. It was like $1,104.
Wiederhold hauls steel coils throughout the upper Midwest and as far south as Alabama. He adjusts what he charges his customers once a week, but lately he says diesel prices have been climbing faster than he can keep up.
If you adjust it and then it takes a big jump, you run that week to where you don't recover. That's part of the problem here with it going up so dramatically. We're being squeezed, even though we have a way to try to pass this along.
Wiederhold says he's going to have to raise the limit on his fuel card, which right now is capped at $750 per fill-up.
And Scott, the U.S. and its allies have avoided sanctioning Russian oil so far in hopes of avoiding this kind of a price spike. What's changed?
That's right. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said over the weekend that he's talking with counterparts about imposing new restrictions on the purchase of Russian oil. That oil has continued to flow freely, even as most other commerce with Russia was shut down in response to the invasion. Oil is by far Russia's most lucrative export. It's the lifeblood of the Russian economy. And MIT economist Simon Johnson argues that as long as those sales continue, they are fueling the bloodshed in Ukraine.
Those missiles being fired into civilian buildings, those missiles are being paid for by the West. We are paying Putin right now more than $1 billion a day. We paid him that yesterday. We will pay him that today. And I don't think we should pay him that tomorrow.
Johnson penned an op-ed along with an advisor to Ukraine's president urging the U.S. and its allies to boycott Russian oil and use sanctions to make it hard for other countries to buy it. Russia is one of the world's biggest oil producers, and the prospect some of that oil could be taken off limits is what's pushing prices to their highest level since 2008.
What can be said, Scott, about how high prices are likely to go and for how long?
It depends on two things. You know, how much Russian oil is ultimately kept off the market and how much can be replaced by other suppliers. The Biden administration is actively looking for substitutes for Russian oil, even if it has to come from rogue countries. The U.S. is talking to Venezuela about relaxing sanctions. If the Iran nuclear deal is successfully revived, that would put more oil on the global market. The U.S. has also been urging Saudi Arabia and its OPEC partners to boost production, but so far they've been slow to do so. You know, the Saudis and the Russians agreed to limit production after oil prices tanked early in the pandemic. And David Goldwyn, who's a former energy envoy for the State Department, says the Saudis may be reluctant to upset that partnership.
Russia saved oil prices from bottoming out 2 years ago, and the Saudis feel like they are more beholden to the Russians than they are to us.
Oil companies in the U.S. could also pump more, but you know, until that happens, some forecasters say the price of crude could climb higher, and that implies higher gas prices as well.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.